ominous, and the misery of the wind grew apace. Presently, we wandered into that sinister corner of the forest, where the beech trees have grown so closely together that they have had perforce to lift their branches vertically. Divested of leaves, the bare grey limbs of these seem strangely restless. These trees, reaching so eagerly upward, have an odd resemblance to the weird figures of horror in which William Blake delighted. Arms, hands, hair, all stretch intensely to the zenith. They seem to be straining away from the spot to which they are rooted. It is a Laocoon grouping, a wordless, concentrated struggle for the sunlight, and disagreeably impressive. The trippers longed to talk and were tongue-tied. They looked now and then over their shoulders. They were glad when the eerie influence was past, though they traversed a morass to get away from it. Then across an open place, dismal with the dunhulls of lost cows and the clatter of their bells, over a brook full of dead leaves and edged with rusty clay, through a briary thicket that would fain have detained us, and so to a pathway of succulent.